Hey, Kenny here. Thanks for checking out this wicked podcast episode with the PUA guru, VK Vince Kelvin. Now, let's join the show in progress. Later.
Alright, gentlemen, it's time to do even better with women, your life, and so on. It's a very exciting time. There is so much going on. I don't like to start with a little announcement, but we're very excited here in Hollywood because tomorrow night, so by the time you hear the podcast, it'll probably be too late, but we do have those meetings every other week, live. And I'm not referring to the phone call right now. One of our trainers in training has started a brand new group here called the Badasses, which is a very cool name. It's a meetup group. And we, of course, also are part of the Wingman group of SoCal and so on. Tomorrow night we have Dexter, superstar of pickup from the show The Rules of Seduction. A couple years back, it's online. Go check it out. I was featured in it briefly, and it's really an honor to have him here. You know, our buddy in Ireland, Brian Halpin, is also doing things with him and speaks so highly of him. So I know he was here this weekend already. So if you're in Hollywood, tomorrow night, Tuesday, September 17th, 8 p.m., you got to text me to get the exact address. It's at my place. We have a crazy lineup, absolutely free. John Keegan is going to be with us as well. He was on the call last week. Dexter was on the call a couple weeks ago, so you get to meet them in person. I'm going to be there myself. I'm going to share a new system of calibration. And we may have an extra guest also. It's still pending from Israel. So it's exciting. And then I got San Diego coming up this weekend. Meanwhile, gentlemen, so much going on. I was doing a one-on-one this weekend with a gentleman from Dubai. And it was super interesting. He was very aggressive and very eager to learn. And what we found out is always the same thing. You know, those basics are absolutely essential. Until we corrected, like, passing the person properly so they're not shocked to suddenly see somebody appear, the responses were not the same. I want to dive right away into a question and introduce our guest after that to make sure that first we know for sure that he's on the line. Gentlemen, who would like to ask the first question of the evening? And when you ask a question, it's basically to guide me into a topic so I can better assist you and kind of ad-lib on the topic. So anybody who's on the line? And Alex, are you on the line, Alex, by the way? Alexander Rose.
Yes. I am on the line.
It's good to have you on the line, everybody. This is Alex Rose, or Alexander Rose. He's one of our trainers on the East Coast. And Alex, maybe if nobody has a question, maybe you can give me a clue of a bit of a topic, and then we'll introduce our guests. So what do you say we talk about tonight, gentlemen? You help me help you. Guide me.
Always putting me on the spot.
I know. Well, how about we talk about being put on the spot?
I got it, Vince.
There you go.
Go ahead. Thank you.
I did.
So say your name.
Jonathan from Sacramento.
Great, Jonathan. You're always on the call. I really appreciate that. So it's awesome. What question do you have, Jonathan, tonight?
Texting.
Yes, what about texting?
Just as far as your thoughts, as far as if I, for instance, I'll give an example. I have a date on Wednesday, and I was just wanting to know, do you ping a girl every single day, like, until the date, or you just, like, what I had been doing, like, texting her and to set up a date and then not really text her every once in a while when I feel like it. And so the
whatever you do, you got to be solid at the core. And anything that you do out of fear, any fear-based action, the fear of, oh, shit, what if I don't text her and she doesn't show up? But what if I do text her too much and she goes like, this guy's texting me too much? Even if you do the right thing, but you do it because you're thinking, I better do something. For example, some guys sometimes will do a takeaway. That's not a genuine takeaway. Or they don't do it because they're an elegant communicator and they understand we always need a little breath sometimes. When communicating with women, they need a little bit of a breath. But they do it more based on fear. It's probably not going to produce the result you want. But anytime you come from a place of faith and abundance, you know, there's plenty of girls out there. If this one is just so weird that if I don't think she doesn't show up, hey, the next one, we'll see. Then pretty much anything you're going to do is going to pay off. Now, funny that you mentioned that because I worked very hard today. I put some serious hours. I'm up at 4 a.m. most days, and I'm usually in bed by 2 or 3 a.m. having sex until then. But you reminded me of what I wanted to talk about. When you get so many phone numbers that at one point you want to simplify your texting, your solution is super simple. Get fun pictures, and you don't even need to think about what you're going to text. You just send the picture. And you send the picture with a little caption, or sometimes if, you know, like today I sent a picture from this weekend and I was just like too focused on other things to even think about something fun to say. I just sent the picture, and when the picture, assuming it's a good picture taking, Social Kenny is here. We're talking about texting. We have a gentleman who's with us from Sacramento. Jonathan is always on the call. He has great questions. So we were talking a bit about that. Maybe he can ask the question again. But Social Kenny, we're so happy that you're on the call. You know, ever since there was a little dyslexia either on my side or yours, and we're too busy to find out. Every Monday I've been saying it, we're going to have Social Kenny soon, and here you are, so I'm super excited. We don't really know each other much other than via Facebook, and what I read, what I hear is really top-notch. I think at some point one of my exes that I'm seeing a lot, and I had signed up for your newsletter, so sometimes we read it together, and it's really awesome stuff, guys. So I'm pleased to bring to you guys Social Kenny, and the rest I'll let you tell the guys where you're located first. You travel a lot. You're not in the U.S. currently. Where are you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I consider myself a PUA on the go. So right now, but basically I'm from New York City, you know, and I pretty much travel the globe, basically, and right now I'm in the Caribbean islands in Antigua. And actually I have family down here, and it's sort of a good retreat. And I've been coming back and forth between here and New York over the past 4 years or so. And, you know, the girls are pretty hot down here, so, you know, I pretty much, you know, this is where I'm based right now, you know, I could say for the past year. You know, so.
What an awesome location. What an awesome location.
Yeah, especially in the winter, man, up there in the States. Well, I get to lounge on a beach. It's pretty nice, you know.
Well, I'm excited, actually. I'm going to be in New York. I have the dates for New York. Let me see. November, I think, 2nd, 3rd, and I'm probably going to do D.C. and so on. So I hope we get to meet. And, well, meanwhile... Yeah, share a little wealth with us to get the guys going, and gentlemen, think about your questions. You know, as a speaker, I know sometimes all the time we have new ideas coming to mind. So for you, Kenny, what's been going on in your mind? What recent realization? I know you blog a lot. You've had about women. So if briefly you could share with us, like, what is happening in your mind currently, some recent realizations and so on.
Well, speaking of that, I actually wrote a blog post a few weeks ago about, it was actually entitled, new realization and actualization. And, you know, it's pretty much about, you know, as you get to an advanced stage in game and pickup, you actually, you know, a lot of, you know, enlightenment things just pretty much open up. And one of the things that I noticed was it's the mindset, it's a certain mindset that you would gradually come into as you progress in game over the years. And over the past weeks, let's say over the past month actually, you know, this came so sudden, it actually scared the shit out of me, you know, pardon the French. You know, I was like, for instance, I started to notice I was able to go up to a lot of hot girls and be, you know, so physical off the bat. It was actually frightening. And, you know, I was able to do this over the, let's say, the past 2 years or so. But, you know, the past month pretty much, it's gone to such a level that it's scary that I'm literally able to go up to women and within 5 minutes, you know, we're just full-blown making out. And this is, you know, these are things I used to read about, you know, from your stuff over the years and so forth. And, you know, I used to be honest, I would doubt it. I said, nah, this is totally impossible. You know, and to see, you know, all the years that have gone by that I've been doing pickup and as a student of it and now coaching it is actually, you know, it's mind-boggling to actually see it's all materializing right now. And to take it a step further, when it comes to race and game, this is always one of my handicaps. I actually thought that, you know, I wouldn't be able to game girls of other races or ethnicities, you know. And over the past 6 months, you know, I totally, you know, been stretching my game out to where I'm gaming girls from Thailand and, you know, who would actually come down into the islands for vacation and stuff. And, you know, I said to myself, wow, this is actually, you know, all these years that I have literally, you know, put myself, segregated myself into the box of only gaming, you know, black chicks, because I'm black, and, you know, but I actually stepped out of the box and realized that, you know, game doesn't discriminate. I mean, all women are basically seducible, irrespective of race and so forth. So a lot of guys need to realize that, because I get a lot of reads on my blog, and, you know, they're pretty much of the mentality that, well, if I'm an Indian, white girls are not going to want me, or, you know, black girls are not going to want me because I'm, you know, whatever, I'm of a different race, ethnicity, and so forth. And that limiting belief is really, you know, it's the wrong way to go. And I had that for a lot of years, and over the past year or so, you know, I was able to kick that and kick it to the curb, and now, with strong inner game, you know, it's, you know, I'm gaming girls of, you know, various backgrounds and races and stuff. It's pretty cool, man.
It is very cool. And you know what, gentlemen, if you're listening right now, have that realization as soon as possible. I don't believe in having regrets in life because there's always another level. Life is really about evolution. But at the same time, if I could change one thing, I would have accepted myself much sooner, much more deeply as I am, and realized that a lot of the little hang-ups that I had were actually coming from myself, and that I was free. So embrace that freedom as soon as you can, and know that eventually, if at least you do just one thing tonight, you realize that just as Social Kenny is saying, you, through time, will reach a place where you're going to surprise yourself. And know that eventually you'll get to that place, so don't get overly caught up with little hang-ups that you may have and so on. I'm starting a new series tomorrow, and the new series is called Dating That Defies the Odds. So, for example, tomorrow I'm going to talk about this girl that was 6'5", and I'm 5'6" myself. Oral opposites, like 18, and I'm 45, and it's all documented with pictures and so on. So, Social Kenny, this is awesome to have you. Why don't we take questions at this point? Who is going to ask the next question? He always takes all time.
Ricardo calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Ricardo, so you're back from Brazil?
Yes, I just got back a few days ago.
I could feel you. I was about to call you today, then I doubted myself. I should have. So Ricardo's from Brazil. He travels a lot, too. So traveling questions are good for Social Kenny. Meanwhile, what can we do to help you tonight?
Okay, so I have this on my mind, and, you know, seems like every time a girl asks me what was the reason I broke up with my past girlfriend, or did she break up with me, or did I break up with her, and what was the reason it never goes well. So I'm curious how to answer that question, because it seems like everything that I say, most girls will always say, wow, if it happened that, it could happen to me, why did that happen, and so on. So
those girls sound very pessimistic. I would reverse it on them.
It has been my experience. So,
yeah, I'm telling you. A great question, though, Ricardo. Vince, can I handle that, or are you, what is it?
No, I just pitch in a 10-second thing, and then by all means, you are a guest, and then I'll pitch in maybe a little more. But Ricardo, I would turn it on themselves. Any woman that gets hanged up with that, it's a sign that she has had a history herself of guys who had relationships. So basically what she's telling you is a revelation about herself. So don't blame her, but make her laugh. You go, whoa, hold it. So well, I've noticed when a girl tells me that it's a sign that if something happened when I broke up, that it will happen again, it's usually a sign that the girl has been with a guy who broke up. And then you go, and we go on and on and on. Anyway, you're cool, and end of the story, you know. They seem to be to be girls that are a little shaky on their side. But the one thing, and I'll let Social Kenny answer now, that also I would re-examine is that concept of it doesn't go well. You know, any natural that I've ever met does not exist in the reality of it's going well, it's not going well. It just is. Because when you decide that it's not going well, you're investing in that direction. And nobody really knows. None of us, even the greatest spiritual or religious leaders, cannot show you a picture and say, I've been to the afterworld, this is what it looks like. So that means all of us, we're a little bit uncertain. And if we're facing uncertainty, then we become more certain about the doubt. But if you're more certain, if you go, well, anyway, I don't know. Simple answer like that. The girl goes like, well, it probably means this and that. You go, well, anyway, I don't know. Hey, you're fun. Let's go somewhere. And they go, oh, shit, maybe he's right. Social Kenny, what would you say about that?
Yeah. Well, the answer on Ricardo's question is basically, you know, I'm going to add to what Vince had to say. But firstly, though, when it comes to those questions that woman may ask you pertaining to past relationships and so forth, I mean, one thing that guys need to realize is, you know, you don't want to come off as in, you know, you're cursing the shit out of your ex and so forth, or the last relationship was so terrible and so forth. You want to frame it as though it had to happen. It just is, as Vince said, it just is, it just was. You know, it just didn't work out. And the relationship was actually good. You know, this is how you want to frame it. Don't frame it as, you know, she was a slut and, you know, she cheated on me and I cheated, you know, don't frame it that way, even if she did. You know, just keep it positive as possible. Then she won't have to question, you know, well, would this happen to me and so forth, even though she's probably, you know, been in a situation where she's been dumped and so forth. But, you know, she won't have to ask these questions if you keep it positive. You know, the relationship failed, it didn't work, and I really wanted it to work. You know, I tried and she tried, but it just wasn't it. It just wasn't meant to be.
Okay.
So keep note of that, Ricardo.
All right. Thanks. I like
that. Man. Yeah, definitely. Keep it positive. Never bash another girl. Never bash your ex with a girl you're currently talking to, because, you know, she's going to say, well, if he's bashing his ex, what is he going to do to me when we eventually get together? You know, he's going to be bashing me also and dump me also.
All right.
Yeah. So what do you think about that, Vince? What's your thoughts about...
I have to be completely honest. I do a massive water cleanse every day where I drink so much water. I run to the bathroom every 15 minutes. And here there's no signal with the phone in the bathroom. So I heard just the end. But I have full trust in you, you know. I back it up. See, I will blindly back you up. That's how much I have trust in you.
Definitely.
You know, and I would say also the classic one. Yeah. Tell them, well, what happened with your ex? Why did you break up? Oh, I knew you were coming, and I just had to be free for you. And then you seriously, you're cute, and you go back to her.
Exactly.
I'm curious also, Ricardo, how does the question come up at the first place? In what kind of, because I doubt that you go like, hey, I'm Ricardo, what is your name?
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Exactly, interesting.
You know, she asked me what happened with my last girlfriend, and I told her that I found out she could not bear children, and I really wanted to have a family someday, and so it was not right for us to be together. And then she said, well, but if you really loved her, you should have stayed with her no matter what. You know, I don't think you should have done this.
Right there. Sweetheart. Sweetheart, I'm sorry. You had a broken heart before. And I don't know who the guy is. Who was the guy that left you like that? Mm. But I'm just telling you, you seem like a cool girl. I could stick around with a girl like you. Plus, also, you're going pretty fucking deep when you tell them that couldn't bear children and so on. Unless you're doing high qualification and you're looking for a girl who's going to bear children.
Keep it lighthearted, you know?
Okay.
Yeah,
and what happened before? And please go ahead, Social Kenny. You know, I speak all day,
yeah,
so
man.
Sometimes it's okay to shut me up a little bit, too. And,
cool. You know, I'm basically telling Ricardo that just to keep it lighthearted and playful, just like you were basically saying. You know, you don't want to get all deep and serious, and keep it lighthearted. Keep it playful.
Okay.
And you got to know, probably, conversations are like roads and different areas and different direction. So for you to arrive at that place where she goes, how did you break up with your old girlfriend? Me, I tell them that I just got married for the fourth time, but I never hear the question, what happened to your other wives? Which is strange. It should come up.
True.
But why doesn't it come up? Because I take a different road from the beginning. If you're going to talk about love, sex, and romance, don't make it be too much about exes. Or if you make it be about exes, you make it be more funny. And then, or you go like, if you could go back through time and still spend one night with one of your exes that you know you would never see again, who would that be? Of course she's going to get a little more horny because she's going to go through all of her exes and she's going to be, which one was the best one? And in that moment, you go, well, I got to tell you something. It's me. I went through plastic surgery because I knew that you dumped me because I wasn't good looking enough. So what do you think? In that new, super good looking body now, you love me even more. And then you laugh. So, okay, Ricardo?
And that makes a great storyteller. Right, that makes for a great storyteller.
Yeah, and your tonality watch too, you know? Sometimes I tell them about my first wife who passed away, but I noticed when I used to say that, like right after it happened, that would freak girls out and they'd be like, oh, okay. And they were all freaked out. But now I say it in a way that's more moving, and I was, you know what? I believe in that place where it doesn't matter what happened and if the person is here or not. There's still a place where we're always still together. And in the tarot, there's a card called Eternal Love. And it says underneath, the love that was, always will be. And you go, oh, my God, that's so sweet. Okay? Why don't we text the text? We take the next question, gentlemen?
Okay,
so, go ahead, please.
No, I was basically going to say, it's so funny that you mentioned that because one of the biggest aspect to my game is actually ESP stuff and you know, the zodiac and astrology, which I actually learned from you. I mean, women go crazy over this. It's just ridiculous. Women go crazy over, you know what I mean, the tarots and astrology and the zodiac and their signs. And once you can go into a little reading, you know, on this, and it will blow their mind, literally.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and I think they also really like that because it's not so logical. So watch out. Don't give them a logical answer. Use a blend of humor and emotional stuff. But if you go to the logical stuff, well, we didn't stay together because she couldn't bear the children, you know? Instead, tell them, you know what? I've had that thing, and I mean, don't make fun of me because it's not so common, but I'm one of the rare men that I have a bit of a sense and a vision that one day I shall have children. And I think this girl was just not ready for that, you know. So that's why I kept an open mind. And, I mean, you know, because in life you got to find what you really want. And now your new topic is finding what you really want. So thank you, Ricardo. Welcome back. And Social Kenny, we'll take the next question. What do you say?
Okay, man. Cool.
So, gentlemen, who's going to ask the next question? Tell us where you're calling from, what your question is, and your name.
If no one else has a question, I have a question for Social Kenny.
By all means, please go for it.
Social Kenny is Jonathan from Sacramento. I got accepted to a school in the Caribbean. Actually, he's in American University of Antigua. So my question to you is, as far as how are girls in Antigua different gaming as far as American girls? I have the right man. I know the mindset that, you know, it shouldn't matter where a girl is from. But some girls are different. I notice when I travel outside the country are different than others. So my question to you is, how girls in Antigua are different as far as gaming wise?
Okay. And this is Joshua or Josh?
Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan. Okay. Well, that's good, Jonathan. American University in Antigua. That's actually cool. I've you know, circulated the area a few times. It's nice, man. All right, when it comes to gaming girls in the Caribbean or in Antigua per se, it's actually, it's pretty easy. I mean, I guess it's easy for me to say, but the biggest thing when it comes to guys who are not from here is actually your accent. The American accent or British accent is actually a DHB. It's a huge plus. You know, it's actually, so even for guys who don't have much game, your accent alone would actually be, you know, an attraction magnet. You know, as long as you don't mess it up, basically. You know, so that's where the game would basically take you over the hump. But the accent, and to be honest, I mean, you know, if you're on Caucasian, that's a plus also because, you know, there are not many Caucasians, you know, in this area. So, you know, that is a plus also. You're sort of exotic and, you know, you're a rare specimen, basically. So that is a plus because there are a lot of women who you know, they want to try something new. They want to sleep with a new guy or a guy from a different race, ethnicity, and so forth. So those are two major pluses right off the bat. You know, the accent would be, that's the biggest one, you know. So, and as far as game, you know, it's pretty easy to land one-night stands because, you know, for one, the woman, they know that you're not based here forever. They know you don't live here forever. You're going to school or you're visiting. So in that sense, women are much more open to sleeping with you, knowing that, you know what, he might not see me the next year and so forth. So she will not feel much of regrets or having this backwards rationalization and where she would feel slutty, knowing that this is a guy she slept with on the first night whom she's going to see for the rest of her life. So, you know, guys who actually come down on vacation or to go to school, they have the opportunity to get laid 10 times more than the guy who's locally, you know, who lives here basically for the rest of his life. You know, a lot of guys struggle who are from here for the simple fact that they live here. So Jonathan, man, I hope, you know, that basically, you know, enlighten you on how to basically get around, maneuver the girls here. It basically comes down to accent and the fact that you're not from here. And as long as you have decent game, you're good to go.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. I know, like, some girls are more, like, conservative from different countries. Like, you can't day game as much or be direct. Some girls are, I know, like, in Brazil, more open, like, type deal. So
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you're right. You're right. The girls here are more conservative, but, you know, they're willing to break out of that shell more. I would say so. They're very conservative, but they're, you know, it's very rare. And this is the thing about it. You know, I've been gaming down here for 4 years now, and I mean, I've slept with more women than I mean, it's just ridiculous. And one of the reasons for that is it's the fact that these women have practically never met a guy who runs game or PUA ever in their life. I mean, so when they meet a guy who has this approach towards dating and so forth, you know, they totally, their mind, you know, is blown. They never met a guy who you know, who's talking about Zodiac and the astrology and their signs and DHV stories and so forth. You know, so it's pretty new. And the girls are intrigued and fascinated by it. But actually, you know, it would actually override the conservative aspect of the woman here.
Hey, Kim, do you do boot camps out there by chance?
What's that?
Do you do boot camps out there?
No, well, usually I do one-on-one coaching over Skype and so forth. But usually when guys are visiting from out of country and so forth, you know, I usually do a little boot camp with them and so forth. But I usually do Skype. But like I said, since you're coming down, it'd definitely be, you know, we could definitely set something up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm inspired by social canning with the fact of, like, making distinctions. And the other day, I thought of something during a one-on-one session. The question so often comes up, and we're dealing with two different things. On one side, it is true that there might be differences, different places in the world. Like I remember in Eastern Europe, we noticed that people were still not always everywhere very comfortable when you would walk very directly towards them. So we readjusted, and we almost walked like we were humbly going to ask for directions or a quarter. But then we noticed that if we speed up the pace as we got look closer and planted ourselves solidly and would say something like, hold it, you're cute, I want to talk to you, I'm from America. They'd be like, oh, really? You know? So you do those slight readjustments, but here's something else. You cannot decide for women what they are, especially not in this day and age. I was talking with a lot of friends. I've had a lot of Middle Eastern clients that live there. And they tell me that there's major changes, that they don't know how many more years will some women have to still wear a veil. You know, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic. So we were talking about that, and here's the distinction. Don't decide what they are at the core. Know that every woman are extremely sexual, but they bought into certain ideas, and they want to be free from those ideas. So they await for a man powerful enough that will free them from those ideas. That explains why, even in conservative little cities, any band that's pretty famous that will go there, rock stars will get girls to go crazy, even in small cities. Okay? So personally, and I'm not saying you can do that right away. That's a transition. That's an evolution. But for me, I come from a place where I will break rapport, and I come from a genuine place of freedom and awareness. So here's a powerful tool. When you're doing something that people are not used to, if you do it and you don't acknowledge that you're doing it, you come across perhaps as miscalibrated or weird. But if you do it and you don't apologize, but you acknowledge that you're doing it, you go, well, you know, I'm usually super social. I know I'm crazy, or I know we're not supposed to dance in a public place. I know we're not supposed to tell girls that we want to have sex with them. And you acknowledge it, then you come across as a daring, calibrated man. And watch out, because you keep on trying to please, and one of those days you're going to be paying attention to how girls are different and this and that and so on, and then you're going to turn around and some guy that's there is going to fuck the very girl that you were hoping you would get. All right? So Be calibrated, exactly. Be strong, but remember, look for the exception and give women a chance. They're super, super, super sexual. They have so many ways to orgasm, you know, and each time I play with a pussy, I learn something new about it, you know. Oh, you can have a clit orgasm, you can have this, you can have that. I even meet girls that like can come from anal sex, and there's a very small percentage of the population, female, that will secrete a very unique liquid. I've learned that from the daughter of a doctor, and she gave me the actual name, and they can take it up the ass easier than they take it up their pussies. So, anyway,
oh, that's crazy.
On that note, Social Kenny, once again, I give you an opportunity to just kind of elaborate on what's been on your mind. Just 1 or 2 minutes. We'll take one more question. We'll make sure that the guys
okay.
know where they can find you. Alex, if you want to pitch in as well, you know, and then I'll do a wrap up and an announcement, and also I'll show you something pretty lethal that is coming
okay.
up. So
cool. Hey, my friend Alex Rose. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Baltimore's Playboy.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever meet?
No.
We're asking them
about it. Yeah, we talk on Facebook.
Yeah, and I plugged him a time or two on my PUA blog, you know. He's the shit.
Yeah. yeah, there's been a couple of things. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
Alex, you too, you went through. You're doing things. Here we are. All three of us at the same time. I come backward, 3, 2, 1, and we all talk at the same time. So I'm going to have a cigarette. That's going to keep me quiet.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead, Social Kenny.
So overall, you know, I want to leave a parting message basically to the guys who are less advanced or the newbies per se. You know, one thing that I've noticed, you know, in the blogosphere or even on the PUA websites and Facebook groups is that a lot of newbies, they get discouraged after a month or two, and they in turn start to bash the community. And you know, and my thing about that is, it's not the material that is, it's not right. I mean, it's you. It sounds harsh, but, you know, I've learned from all the materials that I've read and so forth when it comes to pickup. You know, it didn't click right away, but it took years. I mean, guys need to realize this is not a sprint. It took years. I mean, I recall my newbie days, and this is actually in Antigua, where I'm at right now, and I went to a nightclub, and I remember I had notes in my back pocket from a PUA website, an article that I had read, and I actually wrote some classic routines, the strawberry and the cube and so forth, you know, and, you know, I actually went to the club, and I went in the bathroom, in the restroom, rereading the you know, the exact lines and so forth, and I went out and tucked it back in my pocket, tucked the notes in my pocket, went out, approached the girl at the bar. You know, I got blown out because I fucked up the routine and I was all calibrated. And guys need to realize you're going to have to go through this. You know what I mean? There are going to be nights where you just say, this shit is just fucking not worth it. But look at where I'm at right now. You know, years down the line. I mean, you know, I could basically master this shit. You know, whether it's a classic PUA routine, whether it's mines or on the fly or something I just originated, you know, and it will come after, you know, after all the storm, you know, it will come a time where you get it, you grasp it. But it's not going to happen in 2 months. It's not going to happen in 6 months. It took over 3 years for me to basically, you know, to grasp the aspect of number closing, where I can number close a girl, you know, with 60%, you know, percentage rate of actually number closing. It took me over 3 years to actually do that. So guys need to stop expecting these quick wins. You know, it's going to take years to get great at this.
Yeah.
So then,
you know, that's the mindset. And we live in a day of quick fix everywhere, so everybody wants it now. I often get questions that they're interesting questions, you know, via email. Like, I mean, this girl, what do I do? How do I sleep? It's like, whoa, go for the longer journey and master the basics. So Why don't we take one final question for the evening, and then I'm going to share with you guys the difference between assumed calibration, where you kind of try to mind read without the proper expertise to be able to really, like a psychic, pick up stuff, and even then you're never 100% sure, and practical calibration, which in the end is simple and consists of three levels in three categories. So I'll share with that with you real fast, because I'm going to share it live in more depth tomorrow, but for those who cannot make it too far, I'll share it with you quickly. Meanwhile, one quick question, final one of the evening. Yes.
Vince, real quick before you put this in a trance, I wanted to chime in on what he was saying just really fast. I saw Tyler talking about being happy about the little wins, like when you're beginning, just notice little things like the girl was excited to talk to you and stuff like that, and be happy that you got those kind of responses, and don't be, you know, be happy for the little kind of successes as you go along.
And it's one of the muscles, Alice, that's brilliant, that you got to work, which is appreciation, because there are guys who sometimes can still, at an advanced level, be very hard on themselves. I remember last year at Project Hollywood, I was like lining him up like crazy. I mean, you remember, Alex, you were there and you've seen like when I would pull like six different ones in the same day, six times a day or six at once and so on. And then suddenly one week, I think I just slept with three girls and I was like all down on myself. Oh shit, I just slept with three. What's going on? And I said, wait a minute. But I had learned that. I had learned that at the National Speakers Association. There was a brilliant speaker who once made that point, and a lot of the guys who were like top professional who have been at it for years, that the guys you would know, I'm not going to mention their name, but classic motivational speaker, they said, he's so right, because for years, decades, they would give speeches and at the end they still wouldn't be pleased and they still would be critical of themselves. So the gentleman was making the comment that it's a habit that you need to develop to be able to appreciate, because make no mistake, if you don't appreciate a night where you talk to a few girls and it didn't go very far, you're probably not going to appreciate a night where you end up sleeping with one girl, because then you still be at the place of, well, but what do I do now? Final question of the evening. Thanks for the pitch-in, Alex. We need to hear you more on the call. who's asking the last question, gentlemen? No one? I will ask a question.
Like you said, be satisfied with the small wins, you know?
We'll leave it on that note.
I will ask it if no one will.
Yeah, go.
Hey, real quick, you've been giving a great, like, series of posts as far as short words, interactions, and I love it. As far as short sentences, can you go into more detail as the last one you did for In a Parallel Universe? It was like a really, like, sexual, like, frame, and it was like, perfect. I was just trying to figure out as far as you could give more examples of it and when to, like, slide that in. Because I can think of some sets that I could slide that in. I just don't know exactly if you go into a little bit more detail on it, because it was really good.
Yeah. You know, anything that any tool that you're going to use, the next level is when to use it. So that idea of in a parallel reality, it helps to use it when either a woman tells you a reason why she could not, or you anticipate, you know it in advance, okay? And you play around where you go like, well, being the fact that you have a boyfriend, we have to be appropriate. But I tell you what, in a parallel reality where those things don't matter, right now you and I, we're at my place going at it, and you forget about your whole world and you're having so much pleasure that you don't even remember you have a boyfriend. But we're not in that parallel reality, so now we have to be proper. And then you, on her, you go, well, but I tell you what, though, never mind. I like that parallel reality better. And basically, that's all the years of doing hypnotic patterns. And then the combination when Bad Boy introduced the Direct Game, and everybody was like, hey, why are we beating around the bush? Let's be more direct. So there is the blend of both, where you use third-party example, which is a parallel reality that doesn't exist, to verbalize very directly what you would do with her, and then you take it away mildly by saying, but it has to be proper. And one key distinction also is you want to know that the more forward you are, think about a gymnast that wants to lean their body forward. If they don't put their leg back, they're going to lack balance. So when you go forward, more dirty, more direct. At the same time, I like to also be much more proper and use language that belongs to two or three centuries ago. So I will say things like, well, my darling, I, lovely ladies, it was a true pleasure, and I think it is time for me to depart. So how are we going to do this? And then they start laughing, and nobody ever talks to them like that. And then I go, well, you know what? Let's do it the rock and roll way. And I grab them and go for a makeup. So keep it balanced.
But that's great, Vince. Just to add a little clip to what you just said, this is the reason why when a lot of, let's say, Italian men or Spanish guys come to the Caribbean, you know, women are instantly attracted because the accent sort of, you know, their choice of words in English is sort of like centuries ago. And, you know, because they're not really aware of the words that we use, you know, in English currently and so forth. So they would throw in a word from, you know, centuries ago, and the woman would actually be intrigued by it. You know, so it's funny that you mention it.
And the quality of the Italians, because my father, his background is Italian, and where I grew up, there were a lot of, like, Italian kids that would relocate, and so I learned a lot from them. And when I first started, when I was frustrated, and after 4 years of not doing anything, because I was still miserable, because my first wife had disappeared, and then we found out she had passed away, one of the first things I started to use again was what I had learned from Italians. They're extremely, in general, persistent, but at the same time playful. So while you would have most guys that be like, hey, come on, come back here, come back here. But they do it with a harshness, you know, and insisting, that's almost annoying. The Italians, they'd be laughing and loosening up. The more persistent they would be, the more they'd be like, hey, come back, Bella, you didn't even kiss me. And then they would turn to each other and laugh about it. So, Social Kenny, how can those gentlemen be in touch with you and enjoy your blog and so on? What steps do they have to take to do that?
I guess it's time to plug. Yeah, well, basically, you know, my PUA website is kennyspuathoughts.com. That's KennysPuathoughts, THOUGHS, kennyspuathoughts.com. And, you know, I post daily, and you can basically get some tips on day game, night game, and club game, general sergeant. And by email, you can contact me at kjsocialkenny@gmail.com. That's kjsocialkenny@gmail. You know, and you know, I would actually like if guys would, you know, if you want to further see how it's really, the game is really played, you know, you can check out my YouTube videos. You know, look me up at Social Kenny on YouTube. And I have a lot of infield stuff. And for guys to actually, you know, see the practical steps. Because a lot of guys coach, but they have no infield stuff. And, you know, I'm not knocking anyone, but, you know, if you don't have any infield material, I think, you know, you need to start making some infield material. So,
well, why don't we do that? Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, and like I said, I do one-on-one Skype coaching, and you can contact me through the blog for that. And for guys who actually are traveling through the Caribbean, through Antigua and neighboring islands, you know, I do one-on-one coaching, little boot camp sessions. So you can contact me through my blog. That's Kenny's PUA Thoughts, and, you know, we'll organize everything else. So, yeah, go on, Vince.
Yeah, it was a true pleasure. And I just want to say that, you know, you have a genuineness about you. A lot of guys get a bit overly cocky when they get to the level of teaching and so on. And you are just the opposite of that, which is very inviting and a quality that I truly admire in those who teach, you know. So, gentlemen, do check out all those things. And Social Kenny, feel free tomorrow, as we're also going to put the podcast up, to perhaps share one of your videos on my Facebook, one of your favorite ones of you, put it on my page, so the guys who will listen to the podcast get to see it. Thank you again, and I hope you get to make it to the PUA World Summit, which is going to be the mega summit this year. Gentlemen, just a little something. We are preparing now for the largest PUA summit in the world ever. That will involve many other people that put conventions together. We're joining all forces. The location will be revealed soon, the dates as well. It's early in 2014. I hope you get to make it, Social Kenny. And
in the meantime,
I was going through all the years of DVDs we have, and it's absolutely insane. I mean, 1 year we had 70 gurus present there. And, you know, I wanted to do something special, so we have put together everything through Alex Rose on downloads, which is the equivalent of 1 weekend was 3 days and the other one was 2 days. That's 5 days of 10 hours of material. That's 50, 60 hours of material, and there's everybody on it. I mean, everyone who's someone, you name it, DJ Fuji, Hypnotica, Bad Boy, Adam Lyons, and many women as well, guys from Europe, Orlando Owen, and so on. They're all on it. And make no mistake, what happens oftentimes, guys, during those conferences, everybody wants to be the best. So oftentimes when speakers would be calling me like 6 months in advance, 6 months before the summit, they'd be like, I'm preparing something, I'm going to do it only at the summit. So oftentimes that's when they give the most, because everybody wants to blow everybody else away. It's a healthy competition that raises the quality of the information shared. And they used to retail at about $200 each, so that would be $400. I'm doing something crazy just for 100 copies. We brought it down to $97, and I give you 2 for 1. So you get the entire transitioning to sex, plus the other one is, dating and sex in the new decade with all the speakers and many more that I mentioned. And you get all of that on download. So this way you visit the entire community in one shot, and that would cost you a fortune to do so otherwise, but there for $97, you have it. It's not one of those membership things where we send you one each month. You get the entire thing in one shot. But jump on it, because we're only going to do that with 100 people, and best is contact me, vince@seductioncoaching.com, and I'll forward you a link, and there will be a video up also. San Diego this weekend, gentlemen, and L.A. Hollywood tomorrow with Baxter, who was recently in Dublin with Mystery, and John Keegan, and myself, and most likely the Israeli guy as well. So we hope that as many of you can make it to this meetup group. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Social Kenny. Thank you, Jonathan, for all the great questions, and gentlemen. Tune in next week. We are bringing so many people, but I'm also going to bring you Bob Korf, number one in Hollywood for vocal coaching. So he's going to help you with your tonality and all those things. He's amazing. It's very exclusive that we get to have him on the call. And we're also going to have Lilt Johnson Lewis, a porn star that is going to come and play and share some crazy sexual stuff with us. She's totally out there, that girl. And we're going to have a tantric mistress by the name of Francoise, who's been running the tantric community in the U.S. for many years. She will be with us within the next couple of weeks. Gentlemen, we'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.